This is WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. Eviction cases are expected to soar in Massachusetts as housing relief measures and pandemic unemployment benefits expire this summer. The state could extend the eviction moratorium, but critics say that would hurt small landlords. In the latest of WBUR's bilingual collaboration with the newspaper El Planeta, WBUR's Simone Rios explores some of the solutions being considered to prevent an eviction crisis in the state.
Carolina lives in East Boston with her husband and four kids. Her baby was born at the start of the pandemic in March. They lost their cleaning jobs shortly after the birth. Because she and her husband are undocumented, the family can't get the kind of federal benefits that have helped others in the state keep up with their rent. As a mother, I'm very concerned about not having money to pay the rent, she says. My kids have watched me crying, and they've asked if we'll have to live on the streets. We've agreed to use only Carolina's first name because the family fears legal repercussions due to the couple's immigration status. Now the family owes $6,000 for 3 months in back rent, and the landlord has threatened to take legal action. Carolina says landlords need to understand the situation tenants are facing. It's not that we want to live for free, she says. We can't work now, and we've never been short on the rent before. In normal times, the family might be facing eviction. But renters across the state are protected by a moratorium on evictions that's been in place for the last 3 months. That's set to expire on August 18th, and advocates say Massachusetts could see a massive wave of evictions that would hit hardest in black and brown neighborhoods. Advocates want to extend the moratorium, saying it's a public health necessity during the pandemic. But critics say that would be devastating for some landlords. Carlene Sherry walks through the two-family house she owns in Dorchester. She says one of her tenants stopped paying the rent in March. The woman on the first floor hands Sherry a wad of cash, $2,000. Sherry counts it and then peels off $100 to give back as a goodwill gesture.
For the baby.
Okay, thank you.
I saw 3 beds in there once. And then, of course, the AC they're gonna put out the window.
On the second floor, the tenants cited the evictions moratorium as a justification for not paying, even though they appear to be working. The moratorium doesn't mean they can live rent-free. It's just that Sherry can't evict them, even though they owe her $10,000 in back rent.
It's like everything I'm trying to do, it's working against me because they know the law. I can't evict them. I'm forced to sell.
Sherry says after 4 months in the red, she wants out of the property. And she has a buyer, only she can't close until the tenant who's not paying moves out. And there's no indication that's going to happen anytime soon. Sherry says if the rent moratorium is extended, legislators should create a mechanism to prevent bad faith tenants from abusing the law. And she's not alone, according to Doug Quatracci, head of the advocacy group Mass Landlords.
So there's a lot of frustrated landlords who do feel like the eviction moratorium, by being so broad, you don't have to prove you're impacted by COVID. It's just enabled some people to take advantage. We don't think it's many, but it's enough.
Quatracci says about 5% of his members are unable to pay their bills and are ready to sell. And another 20% don't know how they're going to make ends meet at the end of this year. State lawmakers are considering a bill that would extend the eviction moratorium through next August. It would also create a relief fund to help landlords collect rent lost because of the pandemic. Clark Ziegler, head of the quasi-governmental Massachusetts Housing Partnership, says stopping evictions alone won't solve the underlying problem.
Which is that it costs money to operate, to provide housing. And, you know, in addition to, you know, mortgage expenses, there's utilities and insurance and maintenance and so on. And so unless we sort of replace this lost income at some scale, it's hard to imagine other interventions that are going to be very effective.
To keep the rental market afloat, Ziegler says, tenants need hundreds of millions of dollars in state or federal aid over the course of a year-long moratorium. Last month, Democrats in Congress proposed a new stimulus bill that would include $100 billion in rental assistance and ban all evictions for 12 months. But it's made little progress in the Senate. On the state level, the Baker administration announced a new $20 million rental and mortgage assistance program. Quattracci from Mass Landlords says we need to think bigger, far bigger. He wants to see a new tax directed at single-family zoning that would generate enough money to guarantee rents are paid until the pandemic comes to an end. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.